We continue to look at some of the stories, some of the ways in which we recall God's working in and through this world as God is seeking to save the people, as God is working to redeem the world in which we live. And I'd like to just take a look today at the book of Deuteronomy again, in the first chapter, the first 8 verses there. A lot of words I can't pronounce, so you just have to bear with me. These are the words Moses spoke to all Israel in the desert east of the Jordan, that is, in the Arabah, opposite Suf, between Paran and Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizaba. It takes 11 days to go from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea by the Mount Seir road. In the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses proclaimed to the Israelites all that the Lord had commanded him concerning them. This was after he had defeated Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, and at Edrei had defeated Og, king of Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth. East of the Jordan in the territory of Moab, Moses began to expound this law, saying, "The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, 'You have stayed long enough at this mountain. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighboring people in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, and along the seacoast, to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. See, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants after them.'" May the Lord bless us a portion from his holy word. One of the things, you know, it's funny what you think about sometimes, but one of the things that I was thinking about recently is I don't understand why Albert Einstein gets all that credit for being so brilliant. It just doesn't seem right to me that he gets all that credit. He came up with that theory of relativity, that time is relative, that time is not something set in place, and that the time, depending upon the circumstances, time can be different. He got famous for that. He got a nice professorship at Princeton University and all sorts of things for that. But isn't that something we all know? Time is relative. I mean, you watch a football game and they give the 2-minute warning. How long does that take to play those last 2 minutes of a football game? And how about life in general? How fast does time actually travel? If you are 10 years old, how long is it between Christmases? If you're my age, it comes around every other day. Time is relative. It is not something that is as concrete as we might think it is, but yet we have this idea of time and how it should and ought to work. And we don't always agree on how time should and ought to work. If Debbie calls me for dinner and I say I'll be there in a minute, my idea of a minute and her idea of a minute are going to be two different things, are they not? That's how it usually works in most households. And I think that that's one of the reasons why this whole story of Moses and the Israelites wandering in the wilderness is troubling to me. I mean, 40 years to get from point A to point B. I mean, there's a lot of theories on why Moses and the Israelites 40 years to get through the wilderness. Probably the most common theory is that Moses was a man and he refused to ask for directions. But it's all about God's timing, isn't it? In this passage from Deuteronomy, I mean, there's all sorts of, of images there and talking about all sorts of things and everything. But the one thing that jumped out at me was when God spoke to Moses and said, "You've spent enough time there. You've spent enough time there." And I think that's a hard concept for us to manage, to wrap our arms around, that God's timing is perfect. God's timing is always right. I mean, if you and I were in control of things, we would have probably gotten across that desert as quickly as we could, taking control of the land, flowing with milk and honey, the land that was promised to them. And you know God's promises are good, so let's just go in and take care of this. Let's go in and let's get this done. And yet, in God's timing, it took what must have seemed like forever. How many people in those travels in the wilderness never got to see the promised land? How many did they leave behind because they lost them to death along the way? And in a 40-year period, in any given group, you're going to lose a lot of people along the way. But God's timing was perfect. God's timing was right. There's so many things in our lives where we go to God in our times of prayer. We go to God with our list of wishes. We try not to make them a list of demands. Sometimes we sneak over to that edge and we almost make them demands. But we go to God with our wishes, our hopes, our dreams, and our desires, and we in essence give God a timetable to accomplish these tasks that we would like Him to accomplish for us. We want God to get things done when we want them done, because we think we understand what time is and how time ought to work. But how many times in our lives have we gotten through a situation and we wipe our brow and go, "Whew, good thing God didn't answer my prayer the way I wanted Him to answer. Because the answer I got in His timing was even better than what I had hoped for or desired in my time." You see, time is relative. We don't need Albert Einstein. We don't need E equals MC squared or anything like that. What we need to know is that time is related to God, and that God knows what times are best for us. I don't know that I would have made a good Israelite. I'm not all that patient. But the Israelites followed God's lead as God spoke to Moses, and they made it to the promised land, the land given to them by the God of their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Time is relative. It's related to God and how God works in and through this world. It is the story of how God works with us. And you know, we have this mindset about time. We have this mindset about time that it is just something straightforward and simple. And one of the weaknesses, again, as I've said, of the English language is we don't always have enough words for what we need. In the Greek language, there are two words for time. There's chronos, which is what you can measure. And then there's kairos, which you can't measure. Kairos is those important times, those urgent times, those times that are keystone times for us. And kairos is where we get the word crisis from in the English language, that you get to a point and you have to make a decision and you have to go in a certain direction. And I don't want to belabor the foreign language thing here because I don't really understand English. So, but in the Chinese language, as the character that they use for crises is danger and opportunity. Those two characters put together are the word crisis in the Chinese language. And we don't have that sense of kairos. We tend to be a chronos people, that we see things in 24-hour days and 7-day weeks. Instead of understanding that there are great movements in our lives and great times in our lives where God touches us and God changes us and God is providentially with us and God directs us and God gets us through certain situations. Those are the kairos times of our lives. And you have to trust God's timing to be there in those kairos moments, to be there to get us through those situations, to fulfill his love and all the promises that he's made to us, that promise of his presence with us, as Celeste reminded us of, is a promise that we can keep and hold, whether it's chronos or kairos in our lives. So time is relative. It's all related to God and how God works in and through our lives and how God works in and through the lives of his people in this day and in days past and in days yet to come. Could you pray with me? Our loving Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks for your sense of time, for how you know what is best for us, that your timing is always perfect in this world and in our lives. We can't always see it, O Lord. Sometimes we'll debate it. Sometimes we'll argue with you. But deep down inside, we know that your timing is always right and perfect. We pray that you would always guide us to trust in your timing, to rest in the comfort and the knowledge that all things are related to you. We pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake.